Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Romans 13, the verses 1 to 7. Romans chapter 13, verse 1 to 7. Let everyone be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. Consequently, whoever rebels against the authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and those who do so will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers hold no terror for those who do right, but for those who do wrong. Do you want to be free from fear of the one in authority? Then do what is right, and you will be commended. For the one in authority is God's servant for your good. But if you do wrong, be afraid, for rulers do not bear the sword for no reason. They are God's servants, agents of wrath, to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Therefore, it is necessary to submit to the authorities, not only because of possible punishment, but also as a matter of conscience. This is also why you pay taxes, for the authorities are God's servants who give their full time to governing. Give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. My theme for this reflection is very simple: Christian and the state. Or the Christian and the state. In Romans 13, 1 to 7, Paul lays out an essential yet challenging principle for Christians: submit to governing authorities. It is a principle that raises questions, especially today, as politics and government are under intense scrutiny in the public eye. When politics seem polarized and sometimes even corrupt, it can be tempting for Christians to simply withdraw, focusing solely on their faith and distancing themselves from worldly systems. But this passage challenges us to think differently. God himself instituted government, and he uses it to maintain order, restrain evil, and promote the common good. Our faith calls us to see our role in society as vital and purposeful, not something to avoid or ignore. Paul reminds us that government exists because God established it for our benefit. While no particular type of government is prescribed as God-ordained, the principle of governance itself is rooted in God's design for a structured and just society. Understanding this can inspire us to view participation in civil life as a part of our Christian witness. This does not mean politics will always reflect God's heart. Governments can and do fail to promote justice and peace. Yet Christians are encouraged to be engaged, to pray, and if allowed, to work within these systems for the well-being of all. This participation can take many forms: voting, supporting policies that benefit the vulnerable, and respecting laws that promote peace. In doing so, we bear witness to God's order and love for humanity. But there are limitations. Just as Paul emphasizes the role of government in restraining evil, he also calls Christians to understand that government is not above God. When a state becomes unjust and tyrannical, demanding what God forbids or forbidding what God demands, Christians are not bound to blind obedience. Respect for authority has its bounds when that authority acts contrary to God's justice and righteousness. At such times, it is our faith in God's ultimate sovereignty not our allegiance to human systems that defines our response. My dear friends, this passage resonates strongly with us. While it is easy to become disillusioned with politics, Paul encourages Christians to serve as conscientious, law-abiding citizens while remembering that our true allegiance is to God. Our role in society is not to establish a Christian political agenda or party, but to represent God's truth, mercy, and justice wherever we are. We can disagree on political matters and still be faithful followers of Christ, recognizing that no single party or policy perfectly reflects God's kingdom. Ultimately, Romans 13 reminds us that Jesus is not only our personal Savior, but the Lord of all creation. He holds authority over every aspect of life, including governments and institutions. This perspective calls us to a balanced approach, respecting government, supporting what is good, challenging what is unjust, and always remembering that our lives ultimately belong to God alone. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can I actively engage in society and government while keeping my ultimate allegiance to God clear? Number two, in what ways can I contribute to promoting justice and peace in my community, even when I disagree with current political trends? Heavenly Father, thank you for your wisdom in creating systems of order and governance. Help us to be responsible citizens who honor the laws that promote justice and peace. Guide us with your Spirit to discern what is right, to stand firm in our faith, and to keep our hearts loyal to you above all else. May our words, actions, and decisions reflect your love and justice in our communities. We trust in your sovereignty over all things and pray that our lives would bring glory to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.